Part 6, Chapter 5. Johnny and Kerr were engaged in ferrying mining machines and equipment to the defense base. The order to do so had come early that morning from Turl. The machinery freighter plane was parked with doors agape and ramps let down in the open field near the battle planes. A remarkably cowed Zit checked off a drilling machine as it was run up the ramp by Kerr. He raised the ramps and closed the doors. Johnny buckled himself into the co-pilot seat, and Kerr slid behind the controls. The freighter lifted abruptly and spun to the west. Kerr flew low and kept the ship steady, for none of the machinery was lashed. Johnny did not even look at the ground flowing by. They had made this short trip several times. He was tired. For a week, he had been practicing flying all day and studying all night, and it was beginning to show. His headache, however, came from the text, teleportation in relation to manned and drone flight. The flight part of it was far less interesting than teleportation. He felt that if he could grasp that, he might be able to do something to avert the fate he knew would come someday. The mathematics of the text were quite beyond him. They were cyclomathematics, a long way in advance of what he had studied. The symbols made his head spin. The history section at the start of the book was perfunctory. It simply stated that 100,000 years ago, a cyclophysicist named N had untangled the riddle. Prior to this, it was thought that teleportation consisted of converting energy and matter to space, and then reconverting it in another place so it would assume its natural form. But this had never been proven. N had apparently found that space could exist entirely independent of time, energy, or mass, and that all these things were actually separate items. Only when combined did they make up a universe. Space was dependent only upon three coordinates. When one dictated a set of space coordinates, one shifted space itself. Any energy or mass contained in that space thereupon shifted with that space shift. In the matter of a motor, such as this freighter had, it was just an enclosed housing in which space coordinates could be changed. As the coordinates changed, the housing was forced to go along, and this gave the motor power. That explained why these planes were run by a switchboard and not a thrust through the air. They didn't have to have wings or controls. Much smaller housings in the tail and on each side had similar sets of coordinates fed into them to climb and bank. A series of coordinates were progressively fed to the main motor, and it simply went forward or backward as the housed space occupied each set of coordinates in turn.